Oh, wow. Just had a jam donut.
Well, I can't speak.
You're not speaking, so I'll talk. But and it was cold, but it was still warm. From a market, they bought, the guys at work here at this studio bought them from a market, and they left. I don't think they meant to leave two for us, but
maybe they did. I think
they
so.
Offered. They offered.
And it's very hard when there are two donuts sitting there to say no.
Oh, man. And I heard a fact the other day, which is on, I was filling in on Nova, Melbourne, with Sam and Chrissy, because Brownie, Brisbane Lions legend, was away. And it was good to work with, because I never worked with Pang, because even when I did, actually, we haven't spoke about this, I was on Have You Been Paying Attention?
Hmm.
And which I'd never been on before.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know...
Well done, you're fantastic, by the way.
Whatever, I've had a lot of good compliments.
You showed them how to do that show, you know, the real deal, the everyman.
I didn't realize it had been on for 7 years, that show. Some incredible...
Five years.
5 years? I've been on for a while. Anyway.
Anyway, the girls, my girlfriends are loving, the girls are loving you.
Oh, it's good because I am single. That's not true. Anyway, what was I saying? Anyway, so I was looking forward to actually going with Sam, but he wasn't there. I was actually filling in for him. He was away.
So you're filling on Have You Been Paying Attention? You were filling in, but he was there when you did the radio.
I was here when I did the radio, and then someone rang with his fact, jam donuts. It's not jam in the jam donuts. It's apple sauce that's been coloured because people don't like the consistency of jam in the donut.
But I would argue that, because it has to be strawberry, yeah?
Strawberry raspberry. I think that's raspberry we just had.
Does raspberry, and is it the pips, is it the seeds they don't like?
Yes, yes.
But surely you can have jam without seeds.
I know, but I don't know if it's true, but if that's true, that blew my mind. It blew my mind. It reminds me of when my Nana, right, her friend used to live near the Cherry Ripe Factory. You know, she saw truckloads of turnips going in there. Mm.
So you think coconut is actually turnip?
What's cherry is turnip. They're just colouring because of the colour. I don't think it's true, but my Nana swore by it. I don't want to get sued by the Cherry Ripe Corporation.
Allegedly.
You can imagine that cherry ripes would weigh a lot. Cherries would be a lot more expensive than turnips,
yes,
wouldn't they?
Yeah.
It's like when in the 60s or the 70s, someone spread this rumour in America that McDonald's burgers were made of worms. Right? Oh. And Ray Kroc, the guy, one of the McDonald's founders, said, I'm a fisherman. I buy worms. Worms per pound are much more expensive than beef.
Ah.
He goes, I'm not going to buy, you know. He goes, that's a stupid thing to say because worms are quite expensive.
Mm. So have you ever had an incident with a hot jam squirt?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Burnt the side of my mouth.
So you bite the hole first?
Yeah, yeah.
Bite the hole. I don't know why people wouldn't bite the hole first.
I pull it apart.
I saw you do that. Why would you do that?
Well, I think that's just a reaction to it being hot.
Release some of the heat? Because I just go, but the thing is, some people, I'm sure, I know I used to, you'd like to keep the jam as a bit of a surprise.
Oh,
as you're going, eating, haven't got to the jam yet. Oh, got to the jam. Oh, pleasant surprise.
What about when you get very little jam? That's very annoying.
Oh, yeah. You go, what's going on?
What's happening?
I reckon the ratio, in fact, I don't want a big donut with a lot of jam. I like a small donut with quite a lot of jam.
Yeah.
And how are you going with the, there's a whole thing of, excuse me, I'm burping, custard instead of jam?
No good.
No
Not
good?
A fan. I was in Japan once, bought a donut, and it was filled with curry. How's that for a shock? How's that for a shock? You know, looks Western. Oh, this is going to be a great bite into it. Oh, my God, there's like curry in it.
So you would have thrown it away?
Oh, I threw it away. It was like the time I was in Italy, and I bought Fanta, and it was grapefruit Fanta. Another shock to the system.
It is weird when your mouth's all ready for something and you get something else.
It is. It's true.
Yeah. Well, what's the stuff that spread, that Nutella? Nutella donuts are very popular.
My kids love them, yeah.
So that's Nutella squirted in.
Yeah.
So it's like a chocolate nut.
Yeah, hazelnut. That's hazelnut. Nutella's hazelnut. Yeah. It's not cocoa. It's hazelnut.
I'd love to know who invented the... Because I think
the donut? Who invented the donut?
Yeah.
I've looked into it.
I hate saying this, but on the rankings of bad things you can eat...
No, they're up there.
It's right up there.
Oh, is it?
Sugar and fat.
Sugar
and fat together. Fat, not so good. Sugar, even worse. But sugar and fat together, your body goes, oh.
But we just had a donut then. When was the last time you reckon you had a donut?
Oh, 3 days ago.
Is it? Oh, really?
It was at a baby shower, and they had a big thing of...
Yeah, you're going to have them.
You're going to... Look, you know, you only live once.
Oh, yeah, but...
But yeah, you can't.
You're pretty skinny though. You'll be right.
Yeah, but it's not what's on the outside. It's what's happening. It's the visceral fat that gets you.
Oh yeah, you'll be right. I think I'm worried about myself, not you. Oh, here comes the music.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. And now please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast.
Somehow Related. Thanks for your support.
Get on the Facebook group, check it out, mate. You know, a lot of conversations going on.
That's incredible.
I know, amazing. Should we get the topics? Let's just get into it.
If you haven't heard before, two topics.
Because you know what? We actually had our burgers before the recording today.
So our blood sugars are
a little... We just had a donut.
So let's the sooner the better, is that what you're saying? Because
I'm going to pick up the kids from school.
And do you think that your energy level goes over to digestion after lunch?
Yeah, I always feel like having a sleep.
Because what normally happens with this podcast is like we've said, if you're getting a judgment done by a...
Yes, we learned
Don't do it just before lunch. Because they get a bit hangry.
A cross between hungry and angry.
Yes, hangry. Yeah,
hangry.
So we're Christmas Day post lunch, but not that we're going to fall asleep. But I feel quite content.
Yes,
having a big lunch, burger and chips, a coffee, and just had a donut. Oh, that's terrible. Talking about what we had for what are the topics?
Okay,
The Wizard of Oz and cows.
Now that wouldn't be the place cows, would it?
Not Phillip Island, no, in Melbourne. No.
How do you spell that?
Good. I love cows. I was doing a gig there the other day.
Of course you were.
COWES. No, you know, I was doing a gig. Oh, I did some weird gig for the AFL there. Anyway, they were fun, but I went on camp with my son who's in grade 4, and we went to cows to play on the beach. So I was like the supervisor with the teachers.
I'm hesitating because I was just down at Phillip Island myself doing a charity today for Challenge. I was taken down myself and Tom Gleisner went down, and I thought it was just going to be the kids and us, you know, sort of doing fun things on the track with fast cars, but it wasn't that. It was to raise money for Challenge.
Are you at the racetrack?
So it was a whole lot of guys with fast cars, brought their Porsches and their you know, their BMWs and their Maseratis, and they were getting to do fast laps, and they were flying around there. So some of the kids that were there get to do a hot lap, and then they do the go-karts and they do the skid pan and everything. So as soon as I got there, they took me up the skid pan. So I jump into a Porsche with a professional driver, and he takes me out on the skid pan doing 360s and burnouts, blah, 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 blah. And then we come off, and one of the challenge guys says, "Would you like to have a drive of the Porsche?" I went, okay, that'd be good. So the owner comes over. And the owner says, and he's hesitating. And I said, well, you know, I've got my CAMS license, which means that you've got your license. I got my license to drive on a racetrack because I did this Celebrity Grand Prix. When I said I've got my CAMS license, he thought I said, I'll be fine because I've got my cab license.
My taxi license.
So I can get you very quickly anywhere you want to go. And then I found out why he was hesitant. This Porsche was a four-cylinder. It was the most powerful production car in Australia.
Wow. Did you drive it?
No. I said, I understand. It's probably best if I don't.
So what's the value of two celebrities like yourself that are obviously very busy with stuff? Tom's very busy.
Very busy. More than me. Well, I don't have a life, so I'm happy to go along.
What's the value for the event of you guys going? Like, what's the, you know what I mean? With a lot of kids that want to meet
you? Well, there weren't many kids there. It was more those sort of people. And I guess, you know, they got to
meet you guys.
To meet me. And you know who else I met?
Was there other celebrities there? Were there car racing drivers like Russ Ingalls?
You know who was there?
No.
This is incredible. Maybe we should put this on the Facebook.
Yeah, you sent it to me. I'll put it on the Facebooks.
Russell
Coit was there.
Tom Cruise was there.
He wasn't. Really? Gee, that looks like Tom Cruise. Who is it? Is he a Tom Cruise imitator or?
He looks like Tom Cruise, doesn't he?
Does he? What?
That's him on the left.
You look like Tom Cruise, but he actually looks like Tom Cruise. Is he a Tom Cruise?
He's a really nice guy. He is a Tom Cruise impersonator. But we'll put this on the Facebook.
Is he an impersonator?
He walked up to me. It was like he jumped off the screen. He was identical.
He is identical.
And he spoke like him. He laughed like him. He sort of had that real...
What, is he American or...?
American, a guy from California. He came out and did it for free, just for the well, he did it for the, I guess, for the charity. What are you laughing at?
Seriously? He's a celebrity now, a guy that impersonates a celebrity?
He's an architect, his wife was telling me, and he could make more money being a Tom Cruise
impersonator.
Said to him, have you met Tom? And he said, Tom doesn't want to meet me because I'm about 6 inches taller than him. I'm 5'11", I'm 6 foot. He's about, what, 3 inches shorter than me?
Yeah, so he's not a tall man,
is he? No, and he said, and then he put his hand up and said, Tom Cruise is this big.
Oh, short, yeah.
Tom Cruise is like... Five. How tall are you?
Six foot.
Yeah, I'm about six foot.
Should have played basketball.
Tom Cruise doesn't want to meet him because he's like a tall version of Tom Cruise, which is what Tom wants to be.
Yes.
So how would you be? Like I told you when I met the guy that looked like me when I was on the set of Lantana, it was the most frightening, horrible thing I'd ever seen. I just wanted him to go away. He was so
really
ugly.
Weird.
Oh, it was terrible. Anyway, so I'll send that to you.
Was there a Tom Gleisner impersonator as well? Did Tom meet his doppelganger? No. It's funny. It just makes me laugh that you two guys go down all the way to Phillip Island for that.
There's a 2-hour drive. Yeah. But, you know, wouldn't you say that we're doing it out of the goodness of our heart?
Yeah, of course. But I you know, when you, yeah, like you, I think Camp Challenge, I think you turn up, there's about 80 kids there who are all sick.
Yeah.
They get to meet Russell Coit, they get to meet Tom from having paying attention. It's exciting for them. But you go down, there's just rich dudes in their Porsches.
Like, yeah, but you never know. Rich dudes in their Porsches like to meet Russell Coit and the guy who hosts, have you been paying attention? You know, and they get their photograph with them.
I'm not
them
doubting
and
that. I'm sit not doubting in the car. That. But will you come to my school fight and do the same thing?
I did your school. It was a great gig, by the way.
What did we do? Oh, we did the, you did the comedy night.
Comedy night. Okay, so. Cows. We've been talking about them. Yeah. Phillip Island. We're talking about real cows. And you know what springs to mind when I think of cows? Gary Larson.
Yeah, he had a great cow. He had that great one that when the guys drive past in a car and yell at moo, and the cow turns the other cow and goes, "That cow's got a car." That was Gary Larson.
Yeah, that's Gary.
He's
Larson.
Making a comeback.
Is he?
Yes. He's put something on the internet that he said he's making a comeback, because if you look him up, because he just sort of stopped and everyone just. Remember we talked about it, how we thought he was dead, but he's not dead. He just went into a hiatus, and he was really and people tried to put his stuff on the internet. And he said, "Please don't put my stuff on the internet. I don't want it on there." But now he's making a comeback. Apparently.
So he's drawing cartoons again.
Yeah,
he for me is number one.
Fantastic
for number one. He makes the jokes that you wish you thought of.
Oh yeah, very funny.
Very funny.
The kid in the advanced school pushing the door that says "pull." School for the advanced, and he's pushing the door.
Like the donut salesman. And the boss comes in and goes, "I can't work out. We're moving over like 500 units a week and we're not getting any profit." And you see this
really,
really fat with a guilty look on his face.
And the classic one, only two deer standing around at the hell of a birth market. And he's got a birthmark. He's got a target on his
classic
chest.
Stuff.
Oh, mate, classic. But anyway, he's making a comeback.
That's good to hear.
The cows are very beautiful close up.
Those big, you know, they can see. I think they can see like 360.
Oh wow!
Apparently, because in the wild. Imagine if in the wild they got what defense have they got?
Yeah, but is it just bizarre to think that they were originally a wild creature?
Yeah, so they'd be roaming the plains,
just eating,
and then
waiting for a lion to attack.
I guess they'd have to be maybe protected by the males, because the males would have the horns.
Oh, the bulls, yeah.
The bulls that have the horns, and they can go back off from my wife. But the other one's just there. It's just being a cow.
It's kind of odd, isn't it, when you think about it?
And so what have they got, three or four compartments in their stomach?
Yeah, four stomachs. Is it four stomachs?
Four, something like that.
I think it's not like that.
How are you going? Oh, number one's full. Number two's not too bad. Number three's completely empty.
You ever milked a cow?
No.
No, nor have I.
Oh, I thought you said...
Do you remember that great scene in Dumb and Dumber where...
I saw that the other night. Yeah, it's a good film.
Oh, it's one of my favourites. Yeah.
What happened?
I think it's Dumb or Dumber or Kingpin. Which one is it? Because they're both made by the Farrelly brothers. And it's Woody Harrelson, so I think it's Kingpin.
Yeah, it would be, because he's not in
Dumb and Dumber, but he's in Kingpin. Oh, he walks up and he goes to the farmer, "I just milked your cow." And he has a whole bucket of white stuff and he goes, That's a bull, not a cow.
Good joke. Yeah, good joke. Good joke.
Cows.
Cows.
I mean, I had beef last night for dinner. We were actually out for dinner, weren't we? And you had chicken, but I had beef. And yeah, I don't know. I quite like beef.
Yeah, and you, like we, I think we've said before, you eat the cheek of the cow. Mm. The cheek.
The cheek. And the brisket's made a comeback. The butcher was telling me.
What bit is that? The chest?
Yeah, it's a chest. He said that was like poverty meat a couple of years ago. He couldn't get rid of it. Nowadays, all the hipsters are eating a brisket burger.
But I dare say there isn't much of the cow they don't use.
Yeah.
And then they go and make the skin into a couch.
Oh, poor cows. But again, they live a good life, don't they?
Hmm.
You ever talk to a dairy farmer? It's a hell of a job.
Because the supermarkets are...
Yeah, screwing them over. Yeah.
It's tragic, isn't it?
Will Anderson, son of a dairy farmer.
He is too, yeah, from down
Gippsland,
Eastern Victoria.
Yeah, Gippsland. And his brother's taken over the farm. I've met his brother. He's taken over the dairy farm. And they did hell of a job doing that.
It's just, yeah.
You've got to milk them in the morning and then the afternoon. The cows get milked twice a day.
So you've got to put the machine on the teats.
Yeah.
It'd be one thing per teat, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I did a gig in Shepparton put on by one of those milk companies. And they're all dairy farmers, mainly dairy farmers. And so I said, there was three of them sitting on a table. I said, how many cows? And it's all competition about how many cows you got.
Mm.
How many cows have you got? 150. How many you got? 220. How many you got? 40. I go, mate, you're sitting on the wrong table.
Yeah.
Get off. These are the big dudes over here.
Yeah, the big outputters.
Don't you love milk, though? You love milk? I don't eat a lot of milk. Oh, you don't eat milk at all.
No, I have a little bit of milk, but only in coffee.
You had a coffee today.
Yeah, but that would have been, so that would have, and they didn't have, I go for your skinny.
They don't have skinny milk at the burger joint, no.
No, they only have the full cream, so I had a soy.
When you drink a full cream milk, it's like drinking cream if you haven't had it for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's so full on.
Yeah.
You have a milkshake, oh, it just knocks you about.
You're yeah, like, it's whoa. Too, it's too much, but I, no, I don't, look, I love ice cream, I love yogurt.
Yeah.
But I don't, and I love a hot chocolate.
Mm.
But I don't tend to like. In
do you like chocolate?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I love chocolate. What sort of chocolate? What's your favourite chocolate?
85%.
Oh, you like dark chocolate?
That makes me better than everybody else because I'm up there in the big range. You can start off at your milk, which is nothing. Then you can go up to your 70%. Then you go to your 85, and now they're bringing out. I had some the other day, 90%.
Mm.
That's your heavy hitter, dark chocolate.
I you know what they're selling at the moment in the supermarket? British Cadburys. So chocolate from England, and it's beautiful. It tastes different to the Australian. It's more caramel, more richer kind of taste.
Oh, really?
I noticed this when I was overseas. Cadbury's British chocolate is beautiful.
Yeah, I know that when I was in the States, I do miss the chocolate here.
Yeah,
because their chocolate is I don't know the good brands. Methane.
Oh yeah, the global warming cows.
Yeah, is that true? I don't know whether it is true.
Absolutely true.
Okay, I'm going to say it's not true.
What? If I heard someone say the other day on the radio or something, if you got rid of cows, if people stopped eating meat, global warming would stop.
Well, they got that new meat coming out now.
Oh, yeah.
Is like, it just takes the cow out of the process.
It's in the lab.
Yeah, where they make it from what the cow eats into meat.
It's like Soylent Green. Remember that movie Soylent Green?
Yeah, I never saw it.
Charlton Heston? Oh, great 70s movie. Remember in the 70s there were great science fiction movies? Like it was Soylent Green, The Amiga Man. Remember The Amiga Man? Oh,
yeah.
I love The Amiga Man.
You would have been big on those movies.
I love them. And Soylent Green was when, like that, they'd produce this new meat that didn't need cows, right?
Mm.
And Charlton Heston, spoiler alert, he finds it. You know what they are? You know what the meat, where's the meat coming from? Have a guess, okay? You're a comedian writer. Where's the meat coming from?
It's poo.
No. Have another guess. You're not far from it.
It's
not cows. It's not chickens. It's humans.
Oh, I see.
And so that's the big feature in the movie where he goes to the factory and he yells out, "Soylent Green is humans. It's humans."
So the meat that people are having.
Yeah, it's humans, because of course there's a population problem and we're eating ourselves.
Well, great movie. I have often thought, if you ate humans, what would be the most prized bit to have?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be the
thigh?
The thigh, probably. What's for dinner tonight? Bit of thigh of human.
Yeah.
Because the shoulder would be all right, wouldn't it?
Shoulder be all right? Yeah, but see, all the stomach would have fat on it. So
yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't want that. No. You maybe make a soup out of that or something.
The bum, maybe? The bum cheek?
But that's full of fat too. Oh, yeah, there's a bit of muscle on there, the old glutes. You'd have to say, if you had it, maybe you have a leg of man for dinner. You'd have, what do you got? We've got the whole leg. You got below the knee? No, we didn't get below the knee. We just got the thigh and the buttock. Oh, nice. And it's good the next day.
Oh, yeah. Cut it off. Cut the...
You have
I'm disturbed that you've thought about this.
Butt sandwiches.
You'd have butt the next sandwiches for the kids.
A chip butty. Bang. Look at that.
Well, let's get on to Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
I want to talk about the Wizard of Oz. It's a great movie. There's no place like home.
We're not in Kansas anymore. Is that what you said? Because they go and get whirled up in a whirly whirly, don't they?
Yeah, it starts off in black and white, and then goes to color. So Kansas is all depressing, and then there's no place like home.
And they go to the Land of Oz.
The Land of Oz, where she meets the Tin Man, the Lion, the Scarecrow.
Interesting, because they've all got flawed. They're all flawed in some way, what we say is essential when you want a good character in a movie. That they're all looking for something. And
if I only had a heart,
Something I read that the lion's suit, was actually lion.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it was real. It was real lion.
He was a
leather.
Comedian,
was he?
Bert Lahr, yeah, Bert Lahr, and he.
Bert Lahr, that's right.
Yeah, Bert Lahr, and he. I read an article by his daughter or his son who became a critic and said he was quite cruel as a dad.
Hmm.
And it said sometimes he would put us to bed at night at 6:30. I thought that sounds like a pretty good idea. That's not cruel at all. I was getting parenting tips off the line from. But it was a great cast, wasn't it?
Absolutely. What's her name? There's that new movie out now.
Judy.
Starring Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
It looks good. The trailer looks fantastic for that film.
Oh, yeah.
Is it? I thought that The Wizard of Oz was based on a dream or something Who wrote it?
Frank L. Baum.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, Frank L. Baum, because I read about him, because he was like this dodgy guy who tried a lot of things and just hit. He wrote several stories. It was sort of like a Mark Twain type of character, but not as successful. And then he wrote The Wizard of Oz, and it became quite a popular book, and then the movie. But there were several movie versions.
But it's a bit trippy.
It is very trippy. Yeah.
Now, what are those little munchkins? What are they're scary.
Yeah, they're scary.
And they're green, aren't they?
Yeah, the Wicked Witch of the West. And the flying monkeys. What about the flying monkeys?
I mean, that's got to be something. Someone's had a bit of LSD or something.
That's scary.
Yeah, that's really scary.
That's scary.
Did you know that the snow that fell was actually made of asbestos?
Oh, yes. I've read that somewhere.
Asbestos?
That's terrible.
So that means that...
All the little munchkins.
The munchkins. No wonder their faces went green.
Yeah, right. Good songs, too. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And if I only had a brain, it's a great somewhere. They're good songs. And I love the end where they go and the wizard is just like a, remember he's just a sham? It's all a scam.
Oh, I can't remember it.
So they go to the wizard, and the wizard's just this little bloke comes out and goes, it's all fake, it's really good.
So what, the Tin Man wanted what, a new brain?
If I only had, the lion lacked courage.
Yeah.
Tin Man, the Scarecrow wanted a brain, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If I only had a brain.
And
the Tin Man didn't have a heart.
Oh, gosh. They've got the treble going on there. And did they find them, those things?
Yeah, in the end they do, don't they? Oh. I haven't seen it for a
long
time.
And then she comes back.
Yeah, you got to click your heels and go, there's no place like home.
Toto? Someone's had a dream and they've written it down. They've woken up and they've written it down. Salvador Dali said that. He used to just paint his dreams.
Well, the good thing about The Wizard of Oz is that you see all the Kansas setting and all the characters are there in the... Well, some of the characters are there in the farm setting and they turn up later on in the
colorful.
But it's all just sort of like a dream. I think she's just banged her head in the cyclone, isn't she? In the tornado. Yeah.
You know, the slippers that she wears are in the Smithsonian.
Oh, wow.
But they're an odd pair.
Oh.
So how could you have an odd pair?
I don't know. You just hear all those stories of her, just the executives giving her pills, the film executives, to keep her small, and encouraging her to smoke, too, to stunt her growth.
Oh,
was the other thing they
atrocious.
Did. Poor old Judy.
Have you been to the Smithsonian?
No.
I think I have. Is that in Washington?
Yeah.
All I can remember is being on the MASH set. I think they've
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm sure they had some Apollo stuff there, and it's interesting. But yeah, so that new film's coming out, and then Because didn't she come to Australia and get booed off the stage or something?
Festival Hall in Melbourne. Yeah.
Because she was drunk?
Yeah.
Poor thing was, you know, she was having all sorts of issues. She was big with Mickey Rooney, wasn't she?
It's happened to all of us. We've all been booed off.
Festival Hall. Oh, God.
There's no place like home, Toto. I love the Wizard of Oz. My wife won't let the kids see it. She reckons it's too scary with the flying monkeys. But it's one of those great classic movies, I reckon.
But if, you know, if you're impressionable, there's some images in there that you don't want to.
Yeah, yeah. Remember the witch gets squashed by the house too.
So what else can we say about the Wizard of Oz? Beyond the Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah, that's right. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. Again, another good song. I mean, not necessarily good, but just catchy and well written. You know, there's no place like Toto. Ruff, ruff.
Not in Kansas anymore. I don't know what else we can say, really.
No. Well, what thinking music should we have? What can we have?
Cows.
Let's have a scene from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
You know what we should get? The scene where the wizard talks to her and explains to her that, look, all this is fake or whatever, and, you know, you've just got to... I can't remember what the actual speech is, but I think it's a good speech when the little guy comes out of the machine and it's all a big scam.
I'd love to hear a bit of Wizard of Oz. Yeah. Okay, is Judy in the scene?
Yeah, Judy. He's talking to Judy.
Yeah. No, I'd love to hear a bit of Judy and Wizard of Oz.
Who are you?
Oh, I am the great and powerful Wizard of Oz.
You are? I don't believe you.
No, I'm afraid it's true. There's no other wizard except me.
You humbug! Yeah.
Yes, it's exactly so. I'm a humbug.
Oh, you're a very bad man.
Oh, no, my dear. I'm a very good man. I'm just a very bad wizard.
Wow.
I must admit, I enjoy the thinking music on this show is good because you go on a little journey. Because a lot of people listen to this show going to sleep. If you are going to sleep right now,
wake up.
Apparently, our voices are quite good to put you to sleep. That's what a friend of mine said. It's very calming.
Calming voices.
Listen to us. Do
you want to have a crack?
Yes. What was I going to say? You have a go. You go first. I'll have a think.
I haven't really thought about this. Cows and the Wizard of Oz movie. Maybe. Maybe there was a scene with cows that was cut out. Maybe the cows ate the asbestos snow and died. Maybe the cows went on the rampage. Oh, how's this? I remember doing an ad once with Alan Pendlin. You know Alan Pendlin?
He was ferret in Fast Forward.
Fast Forward with Magda Michelle. He played the Sharpie guy.
Yep.
And me and him played Laurel and Hardy.
Really? That would have been perfect.
Yeah, I look like Oliver Hardy and he looked like Stan Laurel. And it was an ad for Devondale Butter. But we had to hurry up our ad because they had the actual Devondale cow in the parking lot and the cow was getting antsy. So the cow was like, I remember it clearly. It was in a supermarket car park.
Hang on, you were doing an ad or are you doing a promo?
Doing like a TV ad in a little studio next to a supermarket.
Jeez, I'd love to see that on YouTube. Have you still got it?
No, I don't know. And we were doing this ad and the director goes, go, we've got to finish this up. The cow's not in a good spot. The cow's not a good place. And they had the handler out there with the cow. Guys, come on. It was a beautiful-looking cow, but you could bump for the cow.
It's precious by the sound of it, though. It wants to sort of, you know, it's Dave O'Neill and Alan Pentland in there. Don't mess with those. Or maybe, them going, ooh, probably people thought it was, you know, someone tooting their horn wanting a car park or something.
I reckon there was a scene that was cut out because of animal cruelty. Scene with cows. I reckon the house landed on a cow and squashed the cow as well, and there was such an uproar they cut it out.
I reckon that the lion was originally a cow in the story. And what did the lion want? He wanted to have courage.
Courage.
And I don't think courage and cows went together.
No.
So they went, what's something that can have courage and make it into a lion? So I reckon it was a character, but they changed it. I reckon I'm pretty close.
Okay, let's get the answer, Sam.
In the first Wizard of Oz film released in 1910, Dorothy's companion is a cow called Imogen, not the terrier called Toto that we know from the 1939 Judy Garland film. Toto had appeared in the original book of 1900, but as soon as 1902 he was replaced with a cow in the musical stage version of the story.
Well, there you go.
Toto was originally a cow. You were close. You're actually close.
Well, I suppose that's not too far off. So she had a cow.
Yeah, called Imogen.
In the original story. Yeah. And so she took it. Yeah, that's not. Because in the film, there's a little dog.
Yeah, Toto.
Quite a small dog.
Yeah, Toto. Yeah.
Yeah, because.
It's cute.
And it, so it would have been a. I wonder if it had been. Because in the film, it's a real dog. So yeah. I wonder if it would have been a real cow and that would have been the problem. Because yeah. All the other guys, obviously, they're all dressed up.
Suits.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
But you couldn't have a real cow on that set.
No, well, as I've just explained about the Devondale cow, they get quite antsy.
Very antsy, you know.
It's all Hollywood for that cow.
Yeah. So, oh, well, that's interesting.
You were close, actually. They just subtle changes being made along the way.
It's interesting when you often read things that... different titles that were given to things
yes.
and different roles that were given to people who knocked roles back. And you sort of go, well, then I assume people haven't always got it worked out. You assume that something that's a classic, you just assume that it fell together. This fell together the way it was and then it was hit. But, you know, everyone goes through that. So if you're out there pondering something.
Yeah. Like you weren't originally going to be, Russell Coit was originally going to be Steve Izard.
And
they changed their mind at the last minute.
Yeah, yeah. And well, it was actually, you know, that's interesting. It was actually Tom Gleisner.
Well, he did a version of it on The Late Show called
Outback Jack.
Outback Jack? Something like
Outback Jack, yeah. I hadn't seen it until well into when Russell Coit was evolved into the classic character that
it became.
So, yeah, it's interesting when things – like, I'm sure there's websites that will give you the original names of things meant to be and characters,
right.
People –
Well, we've talked about before Google's originally called Backrub, wasn't it?
Oh, that's right. Backrub. Yeah.
It's just crazy stuff.
Yeah. Have you had anything you've knocked back?
Oh, I've been asked to be on a stripping show several times.
A stripping show?
You know, the one on Channel 7 with Shane Jacobson hosting.
Oh, you've asked it, so you have to pull it out and wiggle it about.
You've got to go fully nude. And as the woman producer said, but no one at home gets to see your doodle.
But,
I said,
500 people there, don't
they? In a theatre, yeah.
Yeah, and I dare say they'd have to leave their cameras at the front door.
Oh, they do. But as I said, I have a large, not a large.
Jeez, you jumped.
I know you suffer under the problem of having a large penis.
You try and live with it. It's bloody hard. It's not funny.
I have a small one. So just to.
No, you don't. I've never seen it, but here we are talking about penis comparison.
I'll be the judge of that, and I think it would be just embarrassing.
Anyone's going to look small on a big stage, especially with some nerves, and if it's a bit cold, you know, you get shrinkage. And
I have not turned down major roles or TV parts where you're just going, oh, maybe I should have done that. Have you done that? Or
I've knocked back.
You've turned down a lot of stuff.
I don't like saying what I've knocked back. Well, yeah, but only because it's not that it's not good. It's just that I'm not the right fit for it. You know, like the jungle shows and stuff like that. There's no way I don't want to go in the jungle and get pathetic.
Dance with the Stars, just.
Yep, no, I'm not right for that. I wouldn't be able to put up with the grind that show is.
Mad Max, they wanted you to be Mad Max,
yeah,
remember?
Of course they did, yeah. They wanted me to be Superman 5, I think it was.
The Leaving the Castle, you've locked a lot of them back.
You know, that's just the showbiz. That's the way
Humphrey B. Bear, you turned that one on. Fat Cat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so, you know.
Ozzy Ostrich, all the big ones.
All the big ones, yeah. What was I going to say? It's getting hot in here.
Oh, we've got to go. Anyway, have a look at our Facebook group. Get
involved. Oh, so am I putting this photograph on the thing with me?
Yeah, you and the Tom Cruise impersonator.
And I challenge you.
He looks like Tom Cruise.
I challenge you to see any difference and see how I cut it. Let's just say I was in a movie with Tom Cruise.
Mm.
This is how I'd look.
That's because you did turn down Top Gun. You're going to be Goose, weren't you?
Yeah. If I was in a movie with him, this is how I'd look. I reckon it looks pretty good. I reckon if we put a little poster thing underneath it.
Top Gun 3.
He's doing. He's just done number two, hasn't he?
Yes.
And he was a nice guy. Anyway, not that that matters.
But remember, everyone, this is not the real Tom Cruise. Not the crazy Scientologist. But I'm talking about a Tom Cruise impersonator.
I challenge you.
He did look exactly like him.
Yep. And I've got to be honest with you. I was a bit thrilled to meet him.
Wow.
And you know what he did at the function? He got up and sang.
Oh, that song from the Top Gun.
You've lost that love and feeling. So then they said.
They get value for money out of that impersonator.
So he did that at the start of the lunch.
Yeah.
And then they said, we'd like to welcome everybody here. And they said, Tom Gleisner, welcome. And Glenn Robbins, welcome. I stood up and started singing, You've Lost That Love and Feeling, and pointed at Tom. That's a good moment. There's your money's worth right there. Then I got up and told a couple of stories that got no laughs, but that's all right. It doesn't matter.
Next year, if they're looking for a Dave O'Neill impersonator, I know one. I can get it for it. Or Katie Lang, whatever they want.
Katie Lang. That's perfect.
But I'm not doing it for free.